Hi everyone, Zach Valenti here. What you're about to listen to is the second in a series of mini episodes we're able to produce because we hit our stretch goal on Patreon. Thank you so much to everyone who signed up to make a monthly contribution to the show. These mini episodes only exist because you, dear listeners, made them happen. And if you haven't signed up for our Patreon yet, please consider doing so at patreon.com/wolf359radio. We'd love to keep making these through the end of the series and make sure that you get to hear at least a little bit of Wolf 359 every single week. One more time, that's patreon.com/wolf359radio. And now, enjoy the show. Mission Mishaps, Entry 2, Hephaestus Log KWE-824, Day 202. This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel on board the USS Hephaestus Station. Everything is great, everyone is awesome, I'm doing my job super hard, and it's been great catching up, so let's do this again soon. Let's see. Message to Communications Officer Eiffel from Lieutenant Commander Minkowski. Eiffel, remember we agreed that you would start logging your mandatory hours of spacewalking. You're in fact overdue for starting to log your hours, so get to it. That's an order. Ugh. Yeah, right. If the Minkowski thinks I'm gonna actually risk my life just for the regs, she's got another thing. P.S. Please stop going off on weird tangents during your logs. It's starting to sound a bit unprofessional.
Well, in for a penny, in for a pound, am I right, Canaveral?
Besides, I'm not sure if anyone even listens to these things. If my voice is reaching anyone from Planet Intern, greetings. We come in peace. But right now, let's get to it. Specifically, let's get to Operation Hide. And just keep on hiding. Oh, don't give me that imaginary look, Command Intern. I'm guessing you've seen 2001. You know how this goes. First, it's all no exceptions, rules are rules, and then some hapless idiot ends up hurled into the cold abyss. No, thank you. Until spacewalking is statistically the safest way to travel, I know where I'm hanging out, and it's with my two best buds, heat and air. Which means today, we're going on an adventure, a secret adventure, to a spot where Herr Commandant would never look for. Oh, I've got it. Okay, Command Intern, welcome to the bridge. Using Clark Kent logic, I think I can probably camp out here and avoid Minkowski.
Eiffel? That you?
Hey, Commander. Wow. Didn't think you'd be coming up here anytime soon.
I'm in charge of the station's navigation functions, Eiffel. I spend most of my day here. Why are you up here, though? Shouldn't you be...
I'm here for work, for work reasons. That's why I'm here.
Oh. Are you finally getting around to updating our star charts?
Yes.
Well, you're going to want to use Terminal 2 for that. It has all our relevant positioning data.
That sounds amazing, Commander. Really great. So stoked for those star charts. I just realized I forgot something.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna go get that thing that I forgot. And then I'll be right back.
Whew. Okay. Okay. That was a close one. I think I'm in the clear, though. I know I'm not supposed to be in Hilbert's lab, but maybe as long as I don't break any of the fancy equipment.
Whoa! Okay, never mind. Maybe I should...
Officer Eiffel. Excellent timing.
Yep, definitely. I am here intentionally to do something for you, Doctor.
Good. As previously discussed, I require you to lay greenhouse foundation so that I may begin specimen incubation period. Should not take more than 16 to 18 hours. And you will have to be very careful about inhaling the fertilizer. It may cause temporary blindness. No, wait. It will cause blindness. Blindness may be temporary.
Doc, that sounds awesome. I'm very excited to get started Johnny Appleseeding all of that. But, you know, I just gotta check in on something in the comms room first.
Is it absolutely necessary?
Yes, yes it is. See you later. Bye! Okay. Okay. There's literally no way anyone's gonna come in here. I'm not even sure why we have an armory. I mean, we're not exactly the Three Amigos, but no one's got a reason to Rambo it up either.
Jeez, look at all these things.
Command intern? There's a harpoon on our scientific research station.
Why, call me Ishmael Futuristics, put a harpoon on our scientific research station? I do not quite under...
Eiffel? Hera says that you're in the armory? Let's try this again. Officer Eiffel, what are you doing in the armory?
Well, you see, Commander, I feel bad. I know that there's a lot of stuff I've been neglecting, and so I'm finally getting around to...
Cross-referencing our small arms ammunition with the allotment in the manifest?
That's the one. Yep.
Well, be quick about it, okay? I still need you to update those star charts.
Okay. There's no way in hell anyone would ever look for me in...
Simple procedure that will take 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 hours
of
labor, but it is not...
Okay. Command intern, no one has any reason to be down in...
Eiffel, if you're down in engineering, could you check the temperature controls? I want to make sure the engines are running in the optimal environment.
Oh, come on! Just be quiet. Just be very, very...
Eiffel? I don't know why you're infiltration, but since you're there, double check that the emergency backup system has enough coolant.
Officer Eiffel, what is progress on pH level tests? Officer Eiffel, are you there?
Eiffel, do you read me?
There is much to do, Officer Eiffel. Respond.
You can't avoid answering forever, Eiffel. There's only so much space on this station.
There's only so much... That's it.
That's better. You know, I don't know what I'm so afraid about being out here. There's so much to love. The peace. The simplicity. All you are is the space you're in, and that space is connected to... all the space. It's beautiful, really. No petty demands, no annoying chores, no murderously pissed off superior officers who realize you've been avoiding them.
Eiffel, get back in here right the hell now.
Ah, Sorry, Commander. Got my mandatory spacewalk time to do.
Eiffel, you cretinous lizard. There are dozens of higher priority tasks ahead of your stupid EVA hours. And besides, I'm telling you to abort and come back in here. Now.
So are you saying that you're going back on your official orders? Are you going to make an exception for...
I am saying that if you continue...
Because it's really important that crew members follow the rules and regulations for...
Okay, Eiffel. You have, what, 12 hours on that tank?
A little less, actually.
Okay, then. Enjoy every minute. Because after they're over, you're gonna have to come back inside. And when you do, I will be happy to show you how much of an exception I am willing to make for you. Specifically to the limits of corporal punishment.
Hang on, Commander, I only... I hate space.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Sarah Shackett. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.